Well, did they ever have did they have cork stoppers in it? Did they?
Not till late years.
Oh, so they didn't.
Had screw down lids.
And that's what they'd have to use with the bottle.
Far back as I could ever remember, they just had them old screw down lids on.
Well, what about this little musical instrument that people they put kind of up to their mouth and play it?
Harp.
Or something like that, yeah. And then there'd be another something kind of. Well, now, there'd be one that you'd hold between your teeth and they'd pluck it with.
Oh, that's a Jew's harp.
Yeah, yeah. And then there'd be another one that they'd kind of seem to run.
Yeah, now that's a French harp.
Oh, yeah, that'd be the difference. And then they'd pound nails with.
Just a common old hammer.
They just had the same kind then, on a wagon, I guess you've seen wagons, the part that would go up between the horses on a wagon.
That was the tongue.
And then on a buggy, the thing that you'd have to back a horse up in between on a buggy.
Well, they were called shafts.
Yeah, that was what they have there. Mm-hmm. Now, on a wagon wheel, now I get in the center, it'd have a hub.
Yeah.
Thing on it, and then what would that thing that went through the hub?
That was an axle.
And then out of the hub, the spokes would go up to
the rim, the fellers they called them, and then that iron tar went on top of all that. It had an iron tar that went on top.
And that'd be like on a wagon or on a buggy.
It would be on either one.
Well, when they hitch them up, that thing that the horse would pull on, that it would be, it'd be like a bar of wood and the traces might be fast.
That's a single tree. They hitch the chains of the horse's harness.
Oh, up to that.
Uh-huh.
And then would they have something similar to it? If they had two horses, what would they? If they had
If they had two horses, they'd put one on each side of this wagon tongue. Well, they'd have what they called a breast yoke. It was a long strip of wood, about so long, and it had three rings in it. One that went on the end of the wagon tongue, and one that you put your breast strap through. And then they'd hitch the chains, to the single trees, and put these breast yokes through them rings, and that was all you had to do. You had your horses hitched up. To hitch them to the tongue and to the single trees. That's all there was to do to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would they have if they wanted to keep? Did they have something like they have to put? If they had two horses, to keep the horses together?
Had check lines.
Oh, that'd keep them.
Check lines. They're just leather straps of leather. Mm-hmm. It was about 18 foot long, and then they had a long strap and a short strap on them.
Mm-hmm. If they had, things like stumps or logs or something that they wanted to get out of the field, did they have to hook them up to their horses or to their mules?
They just let them stay there and rot out.
Oh, they did. They never did try to get
them. There wasn't no way then that you could get them out.
Oh, they wasn't.
Let them rot out. They'd maybe cut the roots, they'd rot out in a year or two and they could get them out.
Well, they never try to drag them.
They couldn't. The horses couldn't pull.
Oh. Well, they wouldn't be strong enough then,
To drag. Yeah, it takes something like a bulldozer to get an old stump out.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about after they cut the wood, did they had to drag it back to the house? How would they get that?
They'd put it on a wagon and haul it. Usually they'd cut it alongside of the roads. Mm-hmm. We always did.